shadowed the ground and cooled the air with the mass of their chill stones. Duke Tedri had come outside to address his people because the audience hall within the palace wasn't nearly large enough for the crowd this morning. Everyone in the city below the walls had tried to squeeze into the citadel, and many of the folk from the countryside had come hot foot as well when the story winged its way across the island. Rumor said Duke Tedri had defeated, had utterly destroyed, King Kairos and the royal fleet. That much was true. King Kairos, Kairos who had crushed a dozen usurpers, Kairos, the greatest king of the Isles since King Lorcan, the founder of the line, was drowned, and all his fleet drowned with him. The other part, the rumor that in a few months the Duke of Yol would have consolidated his position as the new king of the Isles, that was another matter. Tenoctris opened the trapdoor and climbed out onto the small platform she used for observing the courses of the stars. She could see the many miles to the horizon in all directions. Tenoctris was perspiring, more from nervous tension than as a result of the climb. She could feel the powers building, focused now on Yol itself. She didn't know what was going to happen, but the feeling boded a cataclysm as surely as the hair rising on the back of one's neck gives an instant's warning of a lightning bolt. Below Tenoctris, the hats and caps and bonnets of the citizenry of Yol solidly filled the courtyard. Duke Tedri stood in silvered armor in the deep doorway to the palace proper. Behind him were five of his closest advisers, and below the Duke, seated in an ornate black throne that servants had carried from the audience hall to the base of the steps, was the hooded figure of Yol's court wizard.
"My people!" cried the Duke,
a big man with a voice to match. Besides his natural speaking ability, three arches of expanding size framed the doorway and formed a megaphone to amplify his words.
"This is the greatest day in your lives and in the history of Yol!"
The cheers of the crowd echoed within the stone walls, frightening seagulls from the battlements. The birds wheeled, crying a raucous accompaniment to the human noise. Tenoctris shook her head. A week ago, the people of Yol would have jeered their duke, except for fear of the soldiers quartered throughout the city. At least the seagulls held to a consistent opinion. Duke Tedri wasn't a popular ruler, because his taxes and fines squeezed all classes of society to the edge of poverty and sometimes beyond. The warships drawn up on stone ramps around the harbor were costly to build and even more costly to crew and maintain. The professional soldiers who would fight aboard the triremes at sea and in armored regiments on land were a greater expense still. But those soldiers and the well-paid oarsmen guaranteed the Duke would stay in power for as long as there was something left on Yol to tax for their pay.
"My might has overwhelmed Kairos, the so-called King of the Isles, with his ships and men," the Duke said. "Kairos and his forces came to face me. They perished every one beyond the sight of land. My power destroyed them before they could strike a blow."
The crowd cheered again. Tenoctris wondered if any of them understood what the Duke was saying. Duke Tedri himself didn't. Of that, Tenoctris was certain. As for the Hooded One... The Hooded One refused to give his name, but he'd claimed that the chair he brought to Yol with him was the throne of Malkar. One who sat on the throne of Malkar, became the essence of the black power that was the equal and opposite of the sun. Tenoctris knew the Hooded One's throne was a replica, built according to descriptions given by the great magicians of ancient times who claimed to have seen or even sat in it. The original was rumored to be older than mankind, older even than life. King Lorcan had ended ages of chaos when he and a wizard of a pre-human race had hidden the throne of Malkar forever. The Hooded One was only a wizard himself, but he was a wizard whose power Tenoctris found amazing, even at this time when the forces available for an adept to manipulate were so much greater than they had been for 1,000 years.
"Tomorrow my fleet will sweep westward, bringing every island under my